Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Fred. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Hanging in there.
All right. Very good. We got to do that. Cover page today in the business section in the Las Cruces Sun News deals with an issue important to a lot of people, unfortunately, in the last few years, an increasing number of folks, help to find a job.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people are looking, and as you know, and our unemployment rate is sort of stagnated. It goes up a tick, goes down a tick here and there, but it hasn't really dropped a whole lot lately. And a lot of people obviously looking for work. But even in good times, there are people looking for work who have trouble. You know, maybe they don't have the college degree or even the high school degree necessary, and you know, employers are a little skeptical of them. But maybe they have good skills, or they're willing to learn those skills. And there's a way they can sort of gain a credential, actually, an actual credential that they can take with them to show that they are proficient in a variety of different skills. And this thing is called Work Keys, and it's the ACT folks, ACT Inc., which is a national nonprofit a lot of people have probably heard from. They put this out, and it allows people to take tests, certain tests, that in areas such as mathematics or reading for information or a bunch of different kinds of ways. And if you pass these tests, and you can get this credential, and then a lot of employers will recognize that credential. And you can go in and show it to them, and they'll say, oh, you took that test, you're credentialed. We know you can, you're proficient in math, or you're proficient in this or that, and information, and a variety of different things. So it sort of starts the interview or resume off on the right foot, and it allows these people to be a little less unknown about your skills, and they can start at a base level where they know that you're proficient in certain areas and go from there. So that's a very helpful thing. But some people might not even know how to get started with that, or feel that they're even ready to take those tests yet. Mm-hmm. So there's another thing called KeyTrain, and it's also put out by the ACT folks. And that's almost like a pretest, if you want to think about it that way. And it's free. Work Keys can be free too, but it's free, and you can go in and take these assessment tests, and they show you where you have strengths, where you have weaknesses, areas you need to improve on, and that sort of thing. And you can see where you would stand in a Work Keys type test, and before you take it, learn, you know, what you need to work on. And also, you know, part of the learning is also teaches you too. You, as you take these tests, you learn more in and of themselves just by taking the test. So it's very interesting. And the Community Action Agency is one group that's recently going to start giving some KeyTrain tests, the Community Action Agency of Southern New Mexico. So I have contacts for them and some information about all that sort of stuff. So it's a way for people to sort of, you know, say, hey, here's my credentials. This is what I know. And you can go in, and you may not have a college degree or something, but it helps the employer, too, because they can start out knowing some stuff about you instead of just starting out completely, you know, new.
Yeah, it sounds like a very good service. And I've taken those kind of tests many, many, many years ago. And it really is interesting to see what kind of areas you might look for in terms of employment. And I think can be very helpful.
Yeah, I'd be fascinated to take one now just to see what it said, what I'm good at and what I'm not good at,
yeah,
and everything.
Absolutely. All right, well, no matter what your job, something that we all need to do, and it can be a struggle in our busy lives, is to stay fit. And your profile this week is Club Fitness.
Yeah, Club Fitness, which is up on Loman. A lot of people know it as Club Fitness, and also right there with Millennium Health and Wellness. It's the same owners. And Dr. Brian Hesser is the owner, and his wife Maurice. They opened in 1998. They opened their sort of health and wellness practice. And then Club Fitness came along in 2008, and they had built this nice new building up there at the time. And it's right up there near Dion's, if people can picture where that's at.
And, and this
interestingly
is
enough, yeah,
interestingly
the dichotomy
enough,
of
enough, right? I mean, you got the other place up there,
yeah,
near 70 in Sonoma Ranch, the other big fitness center.
Right, exactly.
And there's a Jack in the Box right
Jack
next
in the
door.
Box
so
right
you can
door,
destroy so. What you've just done right now. I'm only kidding, but
you can exercise and also test your wheel.
And then get a lot of fat and cholesterol and all
right,
that good stuff.
Well, yeah, and the actual address of Club Fitness is 3850 East Loman. And this is local people who started this business out. And it's they sort of I went to them once for a bad hip years ago at when they were at an old location. So they sort of do chiropractic work and health and wellness work, and then they decided to open up this fitness center to go along with it, which is sort of a great idea. You know, they sort of go hand in hand. And you can get a membership, and it has machines and weights and cardio equipment and all this stuff you would normally expect to be there. And there are also fitness programs and training and nutrition programs and all that sort of stuff. So that's a neat little story about a local business.
Okay. And before I get lots of emails, I do know that you can buy a salad at those establishments.
Very good point.
And you don't even need to put dressing on it if you want to
and, these
eat healthy.
Places make some good salads anymore.
That's true. You're right about that. All right. Well, hopefully that will quell any emails or phone calls. In the What's New section, you have restaurants and some other things, too.
Yeah. Some people might be familiar with Beverly Hills Hall. It's a place on, what is the address over there? I can't quite remember the actual address.
Can't help you there.
Oh, Hermosa Street. It's at 150 North Hermosa Street, and they're open. They're a hall, and they are open for events like quinceañeras and birthdays and parties and weddings and all that sort of stuff. They've been open for 8 years. Well, owner Victor Perez has recently sort of remodeled the one area, and there's a bar area now. It's its own cantina. And there's four televisions and a jukebox, and it's a 25 and over location. And they're going to be open Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 3. And then on Sundays and Mondays for football. They say they'll open when the first game starts and close when the last game ends. So it's a neat place for people who want to watch football and have a beer, listen to some music, and go hang out at. So that's something new. Rockin' BZ Burgers, we talked about them a couple weeks ago. They're up on 3961 East Loman, an Alamogordo hamburger location that's opened one now here in Las Cruces. And they had won 2012 New Mexico Green Chili Cheeseburger State Championship. So now they're up there. It used to be Lorenzo's Avante, if people want to picture that. Sort of across from Club Fitness. So you have a lot of things to look at if you're hungry after you work out. But and another thing on Solano Drive and Idaho Avenue, right there on a corner, it's 1230 South Solano Drive. It's A&D Auto Care, and it used to be I think it was a store that had comic books and different things like that. It's had several different businesses in there, and now it's going to be an auto care center.
Wow.
That's what's new this week.
A lot of those. All right. In the Babbling Brook this week, you are musing about fantasy football. Very popular. Everywhere I've worked.
Yeah, it is. And it grows in popularity even more and more. You know, last year they say about 33.5 million Americans played fantasy football. But they're also saying it's costing billions of dollars in lost worker productivity. And something like 22 million employed workers spend at least an hour a week managing or tweaking their rosters is the one study I saw. But does that mean people should really crack down on fantasy football? And according to this one study, the authors of the study say, really, when you average it out, the average business doesn't lose very much. And it might be better in the long run for morale and retainability and everything if you're sort of open to that sort of thing.
Let's hope so, since all those hours of productivity are gone. Let's hope the morale makes up for it. All right, that's the business stories this week in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Fred.
The Sun News, he's with us every Monday on Morning Edition. Brooke, thanks.